Why do you like exhibiting at Maker Faire?
Because it's a really fun place where it feels like a community and everybody kind of has the same pool of knowledge. You know, they're all people who like to tinker and build stuff and are interested in sciences, and you can just like walk around and see a bunch of like-minded people making crazy stuff that you couldn't imagine. And because for your own projects, you get to talk about something that you spent time on, and you get to show people stuff that you're interested in and teach them something and like talk about cool stuff.
Okay. What are some of the things you think you've learned from working on Maker Faire projects that you might not have learned otherwise?
I mean, all my knowledge of engineering comes from just messing around with whatever projects we do. I never had like an actual class on it. I've only gotten better at editing from making build videos and doing like weekly updates and promos and things. A lot of team dynamics, which is helpful pretty much everything in life. Having to, you know, learn how to build a team and what kinds of people work well together, and figuring out who's best at what kind of job.
Okay. Overall, if you had to put it in a sentence or two, what would you say Maker Faire has meant to you?
A fun place that also serves as a project deadline that is unlike any other thing out there, and a great learning and fun experience.
Are there a couple of projects that come to mind that really kind of inspired you and maybe give you ideas for projects you wanted to work on?
I don't know about specific things to me, but I think the most quintessential projects to the Maker Faire that I feel like are really important and just kind of capture the feeling of the whole fair. The teacup, or I mean the cupcake cars, the hand of man, that statue that Flaming Lotus Girls did one year.
Yeah, hand of man is one of my favorites.
Yeah, but the Flaming Lotus Girls statue that they did of like the woman reaching towards the sky or whatever, that, you know, would have like the heartbeat and then poof to light up the whole piece of art. The crucible stuff, they always have like a, or at least for a couple of years, they had like a fire truck that had a big poof on the top. And the giraffe, I'd say, just kind of give a good sense of the whole weirdness of the thing.
Mm. I also remember, I guess it was 2009, when we were walking around and we saw a guy that had all these Halloween props.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That were pneumatically actuated, and we talked to him for a long time, and that ended up coming back and kind of giving us the inspiration for Sephira.
Really?
Yeah. So, anything else you want to share about, you know, growing up at Maker Faire?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I remember realizing early on that it was like one of the few places that I could like just walk around and felt completely at home. And it's like a large area too, so it's like it feels like another really big open house.
Cool. Anything else you want to share?
That was it.